Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Webster's definition of purpose is the object toward which one strives or for which something exists. For example, when the first chair was invented, the creator's purpose for the chair was for people to sit on it. Even though throughout history people have used chairs for everything like ladders to stand on to objects to protect themselves while taming lions, the original creator probably had nothing else in mind other than to see people sit on his creation. I once heard Dr. Miles Monroe tell how he came home to find his wife planting bulbs using a butter knife to dig the holes in the ground. Half joking and half serious, he told her, "You're abusing that knife." He went on to say how the hardware store sold spades, which is the proper tool for that job, and that the knife was purposed to spread butter, not dig holes in the dirt. Did it get the job done? Yes. Was that the purpose of the knife? No. The knife was actually doing a good thing and getting the job done, but it was not fulfilling its purpose. So is the case with so many people. You're doing a good thing, but you are not doing what your Creator designed you to do. So you're not fulfilling your purpose. This may be difficult to see for many because you're focused on the good that you're doing. Most people assume that the enemy of the best is the worst. That's rarely the case at all. The enemy of the best is actually something good. The enemy knows that he can't get you to do blatantly terrible things. So the next best strategy to keep you from God's best is to distract you with something good. Parents need to be especially sensitive to their children's purpose in life. It's that one thing in their life that will truly fulfill them, and if we offer them something good, we'll actually be robbing them of the best. Are you like that butter knife, doing a good job at something you were not purposed to do? Ask your Creator to show you what He purposed you to do in life, and you'll find that your life's work is smooth as butter. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.